CliffCentral.com.
Anyway, so here's the thing for the day today. So today we're going to try something and we'll see if it works. And if it works for more of us than it doesn't work for, then we know it's worth trying again. So you're going to try and do what Sigmund Freud postulated. Sigmund Freud, the psychologist, used to say that you could actually control your dreams. He said, our dreams are essentially the recombined elements of things that happened to us and affected us during the day. So today, you can think very hard about three things, any three things, and I'm going to choose those three things, and we'll see if they crop up in your dreams tonight. All right? Everybody is going to think about these three things, and if tomorrow, Gilly, I expect an email from you saying, oh my God, it was exactly the dream that we wanted, blah, blah, blah. Here are the three things, all right? Number one, I want you to really, before you go to sleep tonight, focus very hard on hedgehogs.
Okay.
And car alarms. No, is that yours, Gilly, or is it someone else?
No, who is that?
Is that it yours?
Is my annoying neighbor. Sorry.
Oh, it's Sia's house. Okay. The criminals are working.
See, this is why you mustn't have neighbors.
All right, so let's just pretend we didn't have that distraction, because obviously Freud will now say that that's going to climb in there. So number one is hedgehog. Number two is airplane. Number three is midget. I want you to have a dream tonight that includes hedgehogs, airplanes, and midgets. And let's see if we can make it happen.
What's with the short people plot twist there?
I just thought it would be an interesting thing to throw in there because, you know, throwing, tossing midget, blah, blah, blah. So
gotcha.
If you...
we got it. We got it.
Just see if you can, because they're also three completely unrelated things. So we're going to prove if you do have a dream about one of those three things or all three of them, that you can control your dreams. All right.
Hedgehogs.
Airplane. Midget.
Airplanes and little people. Short people.
You're going to do this, you know, maybe a half an hour before you go to sleep tonight. You're going to try and focus on those three things. You might be able to create a little story in your head before you go to sleep, but then we're going to be honest, and tomorrow morning we're going to say, okay, it worked. I managed to control my
dreams. My dreams have always been like that. They've always been incredibly boring, like just a summary of the day. It's so disappointing.
Is that it?
Whatever happens to me during the day, I'm just like, oh, this is going to end up in that dream.
So you don't have like fantastic dreams where you, you know.
It's sometimes I do, but it's rare. I have a recurring dream. And the recurring dream is that I'm being chased by wild animals.
Oh, my God. I wonder what that means. Oh. Do you think it means
anything? What would Freud would say about this one?
What kind of wild animals?
Usually a lion or a tiger.
Jesus,
but the other night it was a shark.
Wow.
They're always like, you know what it is? I'm always inside a house and then they're circulating around the house. And I'm the only person in the house who's worried. Oh, I'm the only one who's closing the doors and the windows. Everybody else is very like laissez-faire about the wild animals.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love that.
And then how do they usually end? Like, do you get attacked? Do you, like,
no, no one ever gets attacked. I'm always the one rescuing everyone from the wild animals. You see where this is going?
Yeah, you're basically, you're a Megan. You're rescuing. CliffCentral.com.